This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My best guess is that we have probably understated over the last couple of years what it was like to be in that Warrior locker room, and it probably felt really, really stressful and hard. You had 1 year marred by the Draymond Jordan Poole thing.
Good point.
And then the next year was Mr. Mopey Pants. I'm sorry. But he was.
Say that to Michael next time we get him on.
I will.
If we ever do.
Probably not.
Not anymore.
Not now.
But holy cannoli. This is crazy.
I'm sorry, dude. I call it, for me, it's momentary. I don't think that's like defines who Klay Thompson is, but it did last year.
Yeah.
You were Mr. Mopey Pants. And it stunk. It stunk for everybody. And I also say that because we know, dude, we heard. Not just what we saw, but like, we heard from inside the room, dude, this is really wearing on everybody. So we've had back-to-back seasons that have both ended in really bad ways, frustrating ways, and the locker room was not a happy place. And this year it is, and Buddy is probably kind of like the face of that because he looks like he's happy no matter what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what has taken place throughout the year where you had D'Anthony Melton, who looked like he was a great fit. Dennis Schroeder was an awkward fit. I think that he was struggling to find his footing with the team. Slow Mile Kyle Anderson was a great pro. You hate to see him go. Lindy Waters is a good young player. But you look around the team now, and you've got the three OGs, Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. You've got a couple of mainstays who've been here for a while, Kevon and GP2. Then you've got a whole slew of the pups. And then you got this guy over here just grinning ear to ear. Did you go 7 for 8 tonight or did you go 1 for 11? I don't know.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to do what Steph tells me to do. And that's why I'm here.
You know what else he's going to do? He's going to play basketball. And I mentioned this many times already on this show, Two Angry Guys. He played 84 games last year, Buddy Hield. That's almost impossible. You have to get traded, and when you get traded, you have to rush to your new team to play 84 games. So Buddy's a dude who,
it's impressive,
make or miss, play well or play poorly, he just is a guy who strikes me as somebody who enjoys just playing basketball.
Buddy Hield is also the only Warrior to play in every game so far this year.
There you go. Even the ones we didn't want him to.
That's correct.
That's he would even think that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Did you just nickname our show Two Angry Guys?
I thought that's what you had called us previously.
No, Two Losers.
Whatever.
Two Losers.
Because neither one of us is angry.
Nobody
Although
would
I famously,
ever...
I'm angry, Jeff. That's awesome.
I mean, you get angry sometimes.
I haven't been angry in a long time, but yeah. Two Angry Guys. Two Losers is a little bit too harsh for me.
Although 707 did just text in a fact that the underdog pick of the night that I gave out was also an epic fail.
Oh, boy.
707 says, Willard, your Luca. Luca under 46.5 PRA did not hit last night. No, it did not. Not even close, by the way.
Luke on a heater.
Yeah, sorry. I tried. Although, I will tell you, I've learned taking unders on Luka and Shea, bad idea.
Risky.
It's just not a good thing. Like, rooting against those guys to put up stats is just not fun because they do it on every possession.
Right.
It's bananas.
Yeah, the usage for those guys is almost like they might be 1 and 2 in the league in usage.
And Luka will go get you bored now.
Yeah.
He'll get you bored.
Yeah, he will.
And get you an assist, too.
Especially now that you're playing with LeBron, where you just flip it over to LeBron, and, you know, he's now just kind of a three-point shooter deluxe.
Ball is in their hands on every possession. Mm-hmm. And so you're just going to, you're going to rack that thing up. So, you know, my fault. Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. What you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just listening to the show, like I always do on my way home.
Smart
you know,
move.
Nothing better than really listening to a couple of guys talk about my favorite teams from the home city. So, but what I wanted to talk about was, first off, let's think about Steph's greatness, right? Like, we all know he's one of the greatest to play, but like, this guy drugged the team to a play-in basically by himself. He didn't have very much of a supporting cast since they won the ship in 22. And then you look at Jimmy Butler, and he's done the same thing but got them to the finals coming through the East. And, like, I draw parallels between the two guys, not stylistically with their play, but mentally with how they approach the game and how much they just want to win. They both have that dog in them. Like, they both got a killer instinct, and they go out there and leave it on the court every night that they play. They don't pack it in. And I think the fact that now you've got two guys on the same team who just want to win and play ball, like you guys just touched on, not having Clay or like having these bad attitudes or like bringing this negative energy to the team, is just, hey, let's just go get this dub. Let's just try to go stack as many wins as we can get. Let's see where we get. We got the talent now. You know, the young guys are promising, and I think it just, you know, I just think the fact that you got a dog and you got such a smart player who does something, like Steph said, completely different from his game, they complement each other so well, and now there's gravity inside that you can't just focus on Steph wherever he goes, kind of like it's been. It's like when you're playing, like, you know, Park and Rec or whatever, you know the guy's the best player on that team and everybody else kind of doesn't do anything. You just focus on one guy. You shut him down, the whole team, you know, the whole team's kind of like lost. So this guy, Jimmy's been great, and I think we were really lucky to have him for the next couple of years, and I'm excited to see what's coming.
Vince, even with all that said, there's no way you thought it would look this good this fast, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, I didn't know, like, all we have is what's covered in the media because we're not in that market, and it is just, oh, Jimmy's another bad attitude kind of guy. It's like, oh, great. Now we got to deal with another, you know, diva, but He's not saying anything. He's just playing ball. And I love it. Like, when you get a group of guys who are, like, in the same direction and are working towards the same goal, it's really hard to break. And I mean, I don't think anybody could have predicted that it would be, like, it would gel this quickly, this well. And it's been great. And I love to see it because I love my team to win.
Vince, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Love the call. I don't want to make this about like, ooh, we didn't know Jimmy was that good. Like, Jimmy is a legit, like, how many Jimmys are there in this league? You're like, guys who you know, you're like, you can be a one on a successful team. There's not that many.
And also a guy who can be a two and not only be okay with it, but be a two and then make the 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 suddenly better.
That's the thing.
And I'm looking
That's
at
the thing. Like, there's no way that we could have known that. And again, it not just working and fitting, but immediate.
Exactly.
Like, immediate. It was like, add water. It's like, you remember those old sponges? My mom used to buy those little hard sticks that if you added water, it would become a sponge.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Jimmy is. This is hard sponge. He just came in and he added water. Whole thing just.
Yeah, and become those dinosaur ones where you put 4 drops of water. Ooh, Triceratops. There's Stegosaurus. We got a T-Rex over here.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it's been. Pods, I mentioned before, he's a plus 120 since Jimmy came, 13.6 points a game. Moody's a plus 101 since Jimmy came.
That's wild,
11.3 a game. Post, plus 51, not quite as eye-popping, 9.6 a game. Now, I know he was trending toward, you know, being a knockdown shooter and really starting to be better. And I know Buddy Hield has been up and down, but he's been more up than down. And what Jimmy has brought is not only gravity, and we all want to talk about that and what that means, but also that swagger to the team.
Well, I just think it released all the pressure because, by the way, you're going through these role players, and we could look at some of these games on the road trip where you're like, dude, the role players sucked. I mean, we can go to the game in Orlando. If your name wasn't Quentin Post, you sucked. Even Jimmy sucked. Like, Steph Curry won the game by himself.
Yep.
But the point is, it releases all this pressure because you don't have to be, you don't have to be perfect every night. Now suddenly they feel like a team that's got options. If you're not playing well, this guy's going to pick you up. And that's kind of what comes with like the vibes and the belief and the release of pressure. We all know this. You, no matter what you do in life, you can release the pressure and you will perform better. Hashtag guru at knockout. Release.
Yeah, boy.
I'm sorry, but for
that's
real.
Too soon.
I've been trying to tell him. Release the pressure and the ball will go in. Like, I did make a layup. I did not care or expect anything out of that day. And to end up being with Grandy on the final two, and like, whoa, like zero pressure. I felt none. And so that why when the Higgins behind me going, dude, Willard's on fire. Well, no, I can shoot a free throw. I'm a white guy who can't jump. I learned how to shoot a free throw. I can shoot a free throw, but also they're going in because I didn't care. Just relax. Everybody looks so relaxed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and I watched
you. You saw the humble brag in there?
I watched your Instagram
Which
back
one?
Today of of the final between you two. And
I posted the L.
Yeah, you posted the L.
Yeah.
Grandy with a, I mean, I don't know if it's something that needs to get looked at for next year, but he's shooting this like go forward jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And if this was a true free throw, that's a violation because he's going over the line.
I don't know the rules. I do know that.
I don't either. It's a little bit of a nuance.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to discount the fluidity of your jumper because it was nice. You had the wetter going, but he is jumping over the line every single time.
I'm not bothered by it mainly because.
I'm not either. I'm just saying.
The 2-minute report will also show that I completely fouled Grandy earlier in the match.
It was a no call. I was up above.
I know. It was a no call.
It was a good no call.
I'm not going to come down his role for some rule because I fouled that man.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, watching back in the replay in your IG.
By the way, I fouled him on purpose too.
Yeah.
I did not just foul him. It was purposeful.
Yeah.
I grabbed that man. John Stockton, that man.
I wish you would have given him the treatment that GP2 got the other night when he had his nose broke.
I'm not going to break another man's nose.
Okay.
Because I've had my nose broke. And not fun.
No?
And not fun.
Yeah.
No.
I would have powered through.
You would have. He wanted
also
it.
Also probably true.
He wanted
he
it.
He did want it. He wanted it.
Yeah. I broke my cheekbone, but that's broken noses. That's got
to
be worse.
You know when I always think it's funny when we do this to teams. You just sit there like a fat rub pumpkin on a couch with a bucket of popcorn and watch a game. And you'll be like, yeah, the other team.
I'm a fat red pumpkin.
The other team wanted it more. I'm like, is there anything more disgustingly presumptuous than someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, sitting on a couch halfway across the world with popcorn going.
You got to say it with your mouth full.
My team doesn't want it enough. They just want it more. Oh my God. But true story in knockout, he wanted it more.
Yeah.
He did.
He got it done.
See it. Yeah.
No doubt.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now
you're going after it. Went after that soccer.
Well, we get to the finals.
Yeah.
You got to turn it up. Before the finals,
you don't have to go that hard. Yeah, no, like I wasn't tanking. I gave it everything I had.
Yep.
A little hobbled. We made a few shots. He moves quicker than me. I lost.
Yep.
He wanted it more.
Well,
I don't know what celebration I would have even had I won. But Grandy had a planned celebration. He wanted this sucker.
That was not planned.
The night just came out?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it came out. It was not planned. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you.
I'm not buying it. I mean, I don't know if it's for sale, but I'm not buying it.
If it was planned, I would have hit it the second that went in.
That's true. It did take a minute.
I had to do, like, I did a lap.
Did someone give it to you? Like, hit him with the night?
No.
Okay.
I think Bonte. Bonte might have said. Bonte might have let him know. You need to hit that man with the night.
Bonte was way too excited for just being a spectator. Like, when we got to two, he started jumping right in front of our faces. He was just jumping up and down.
I loved it.
And then he chased him. He chased Grandy the way Guru chased his son when he hit that buzzer beater.
Yeah. I think that
it was wild.
We can ask Bonte on Friday. Bonte filling in middays. Yeah. We're going to have a Bonte Willard crossover
for
the ages.
For the first time in years.
And I'm going to ask Bonte if he has a little FOMO. I think he misses being on the air every day. I don't think he misses getting up at 4:30. I did it for 15 years, and it's not pleasant. But
we all would. Who would do something for every day? And then when you stop, you're going to miss it.
Of course, and I think that the camaraderie we have as a station, it shined bright on Monday at the event.
For
and
sure.
You could see that Bonte was happy to be out there and happy to be a part of it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Getting up at 4:30, though, I don't think he misses.
Yeah, they're probably not that part. The alarm can, can go bleep itself.
I was a 3:44 when I was doing mornings all those years.
Why 3:44?
Just because I like the odd numbers. I like to keep it a little bit off balance. And I would set, and we'll go to the phones because this is really inside baseball, but I would set my alarm clock between 43 and 52 minutes ahead. That way, when the alarm would go off, I would look at it, and I'd have the shock value of, I'm late. Even though I knew that it was set. So the clock would show like 4:38, and I'd be like, oh, I got to get up, even though it was really 3:44.
Wait, sorry, really quick, Dibs. What time would your alarm go off?
3:44.
44, and you said that's an odd number?
It's odd that it's not like a round number, like I get up at 3:45.
It means like it's odd that he would do 3:44, not 3:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
44 is an even number, but
very even number, and it's my number at the craps table. Hard 8. 44 shooter.
Yeah.
Don't mess.
Willie McCovey.
That's right. You hit a few of those.
You knew that number? You knew that jersey number? 44?
I did. Yeah,
no, I would have known. I would have known him.
Not a bib.
Yeah.
Hard four is?
Two twos.
Which is?
22. Will Clark.
Okay, there we go.
Will Clark. I mean, Will Clark was my
hard
guy.
Hard six?
Hard six, 33. Roger Craig?
And Larry Bird, but
Aaron Rowan.
Aaron Rowan from the back. That's a rare five.
Was it really? Did he wear 33?
Yeah, I believe him. Okay. That's a rare five from the director of sports.
Great batting stance. Remember that guy?
That was.
Very stiff and upright.
And he did actually get a hit, I think, in the World Series against the Rangers. It was like $100 million for one hit that mattered.
I'll have to Google it.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
Go to TMC. In San Jose. What's up, TMC? What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Loving the conversation today. Obviously, we're all smiles in Warrior Land right now, but two things come to mind as I was listening to your guys' feedback as well as one of the previous callers. So it had to kind of work out appropriately, right, in the sense that, they started off the offseason trying to get either Markkanen or whoever they could get, right? And then it led to, okay, well, do we try and go for Levine, right? Or, let's put all our chips in and try and get KD, right? And that didn't work. And lo and behold, they probably said, okay, I guess we're going to go to Jimmy, right? And I couldn't help but reminisce and say, like, it felt like just a decade ago, they went to Dwight Howard thinking, we're going after Dwight Howard. And that fell through. They're like, you know what? We'll get this guy from Denver called Andre Iguodala. And look how that worked out over the years, right? I couldn't help but think, like, imagine if it has that kind of impact, right? So that's one. And then two, obviously he's having a positive impact not only with the OGs but with the young guys, right? So that could pay dividends both ways in the sense that you're helping the OGs make deep runs, but who knows down the line, it's ironically, Jimmy could be that proper bridge of that supposed two-timeline concept of getting these young guys mature enough to play with the old guys properly. Wouldn't that be ironic if he's the guy that bridges everything together? So I'll leave you guys at that and just kind of let you guys comment on my comments.
No doubt. Yeah, TMC, a couple thoughts come to mind.
That would be ironic.
It would be very ironic.
And I like the fact that he used irony correctly, because a lot of times people think that they use irony when it's actual coincidence.
Coincidence, exactly.
This would be irony because Jimmy Butler has had a reputation of not being a bridge builder or a real helper of younger, weaker players.
Yeah, but like I said, even back when this happened, one thing that I had sort of said, not in favor of the deal, but like, I'm not making up my mind about who Jimmy Butler is because of someone else's experience.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, let's have our own experience with Jimmy Butler, and then let's also be mindful that it's been 3 weeks. And everybody always loves everybody for 3 weeks.
Mm.
So this can still go many, many different ways. But yes, our experience with Jimmy Butler might end up being totally different than what the experience was in Miami. In fact, you may even argue that that's likely. And the role that he's being asked to play here is different. He is not the face of this franchise and never will be.
Right.
So, like, that's a completely different responsibility and all of that stuff. So, sure, it would completely be ironic. But at the same time, like, yeah, I hit it with that sort of level of openness. If you're a Warrior fan, your relationship with Jimmy Butler started 3 weeks ago. You can forget everything that happened before that.
Yeah, that's all NBA stuff, and it doesn't affect you. Like the stories of him clowning his teammates in Minnesota and what he did in Miami and how he forced his way out, quote unquote. Those are all things that you can hold against him if you want. But as a Warrior fan, it starts when he arrives in L.A., and he gets his number 10, is Jimmy Butler the third, and you see fans rushing to buy his jersey, and since he started playing, they're 9-1 when he actually plays basketball. So for me, that's when the Jimmy Butler clock actually begins.
Well, and then the other thing that he's talking about that I think is worth our time is, look, don't be afraid to admit it. Sometimes when moves work perfectly, there is luck involved, and that's okay. The Warriors tried hard for this person to be named Kevin Durant, not Jimmy Butler. Now, I have no idea. Maybe it would go even better. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it would, and you would have had to give up a lot more. There's no Kuminga on the team. There are multiple first-round draft picks that are out the door. And Kevin Durant, while a better offensive player, is maybe not the connector that Jimmy Butler has been and not as good of a two-way player as Jimmy Butler is. So, look, if you had asked me back that day, I would have definitely picked Durant over Butler, even at the higher price. But as we sit here now, that looks like that would have been the wrong thing to do. And the only reason that happened is because Kevin said no. That's the only reason. So, yeah, the Warriors also got a break.
Right. And that happens in sports.
Of course it does.
Minnesota took back-to-back point guards in 2009. Mm. They took Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio, and they chose not to take Steph Curry, and so the Warriors were able to scoop and score on the sharpshooter from Davidson. And if Minnesota wasn't run so poorly, he wouldn't have been available. So was that lucky? Yeah. And it was also lucky that no one drafted Brock Purdy until you got to the Irrelevant spot. So this is... it's commonplace in sports where you get lucky.
And even if you draft Brock Purdy, it's, I guess, I hate to use this word, I mean, it's lucky that people in front of him got hurt so that you could even take a look at him.
Man, that seems mean-spirited to you, Trey Lance.
No, but the point is he could have easily still been on the bench.
Yeah?
He could have easily still been watching football, and nobody would even know.
No luck involved when your coach is running your QB into the ground.
Oh, here we go.